Hello, Fiona Ritchie with you. Welcome once again to the Thistle and Shamrock. Fiddler Liz Carroll with the yellow tinker and the yellow pantsuit, wearing one for the recording session too, I'm sure. More fiddle later on from Anna Wendy Stevenson. This week I want us to enjoy the beauty of the unaccompanied voice and focus on instrumental playing, if not entirely unaccompanied, then choices that feature solo instruments centre stage, guitarist Pierre Bensoussan and Liam O'Flynn on Illan Pipes to come. But first, for unaccompanied singing, did you ever hear a more perfect instrument than the voice of Jean Redpath? Born in 1937 in Fife, Scotland, Jean sadly passed away on August 21st, 2014, at her other home, the US, where she spent a lot of her time over the years, taking Scots song, including the songs of Robert Burns, to American audiences, and she was really an international cultural ambassador for Scotland and for folk song. A favourite on A Prairie Home Companion, she charmed radio audiences with her dry humour, her warmth, and above all, with her voice. Jean accompanied herself on guitar too, but she referred to it as a prop, and indeed it was the voice that captivated. A true friend of song and a great supporter of this radio programme, particularly in the early years when Jean's encouragement really helped set me on course. Here's Jean Redpath with John O'Dreams.
When midnight comes and people homeward tread, seek now your blanket and your feather bed. Home comes the rover, his journey's over. Yield up the night time to old John of Dreams. Yield up the night time to old John. The sun has gone astray. Tomorrow's cares are many dreams away. The stars are flying, your candle's dying. Yield up the darkness to dreams. Yield up the darkness to old John of Dreams. Both man and master in the night are one. All things are equal when the day is done. And plowman, the slave and freeman, all find their comfort in old John of Dreams. All find their comfort in old John of Dreams. Sleep comes, the dreams are running clear. The hawks of morning cannot reach you here. Sleep is a river, flows on forever. Choose old John of Dreams. And for your boatman, choose old John of Dreams. Thank you.
Thank you. My life flows on in endless song, a bower's lamentations. I catch the sweet though far off hymn that hails our new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from the tempest round me roars, I hear the truth it liveth. And though the darkness round me close, songs in the night it giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to the rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? When tyrants tremble sick with fear and hear their death knell ring, when friends rejoice both far and near, how can I keep from singing? In prison cells and dungeon vile, our thoughts to them are winging. When friends by shame are undefiled, how can I keep from singing? Peace of Christ makes fresh my heart, a fountain never springing. Since He is mine and I am His, how can I keep from singing? Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing?
Julie Glaub and How Can I Keep From Singing? And Ross Ainslie gave us Wedding Waltzes. We also heard Jean Redpath, and we'll hear from her again later on this week as we remember our friend in song who died 21st August in Arizona. A counterpart for Jean Redpath, Rod Patterson, has become the male voice of the songs of Robert Burns, but it's 18th century songsmith Robert Tannehill whose work he shares ahead, continuing with our largely unaccompanied voices this week on Thistle. Phil Phil, the Merry Bowl is the song Rod's going to sing from an obscure verse-making weaver, which is what Robert Tannehill imagined himself, but as his works endure over 200 years after his death, we're happy to call him wrong on that self-assessment. First of all, here's some solo guitar work from an artist who has appeared on Thistle playlists for many a year. Pierre Bensoussan, Nice Feeling.
Thank you. the merry bowl, drown curls of care and sorrow. Why clog the soul by caring for tomorrow? Fill your glasses, toast your lasses, blithe and acrin bids you live. Love with friendship far surpasses all the pleasures life can give. Come, join the social glee, give the reins to festive pleasure, wild fancy light and free, dances to the measure. Fill your glasses, toast your lasses, blithe and acrin bids you live. Love with friendship far surpasses all the pleasures life can give. Now, since our cares are drowned, spite of what the sages tell us, glad time in all his round ne'er saw such happy fellas. Fill your glasses, toast your lasses, blithe and acrin bids you live. Love with friendship far surpasses all the pleasures life can give.
Fiddler and composer Anna Wendy Stevenson and Dog Bites. Rod Patterson sang Fill, Fill the Merry Bowl. Our music continues on Thistle, giving centre stage to the pure beauty of unaccompanied voices and featured instrumental soloists, with some accompaniment, but the clear sounds ringing through there too. Maura O'Connell, Liam O'Flynn, Tracy Dares, and more from our dear friend Jean Redpath too. We invite you to browse online for playlists, music streams, listen again opportunities, and background textures on all this music. All the links are at thistleradio.com. But there's more on your radio first, so stay with me. This is NPR. Thank you. Fiona Ritchie's still with you. A solo voice unaccompanied is gorgeous when layered in the studio, as we're going to hear with Maura O'Connell ahead and The Water Is Wide, and Ellen Piper, Liam O'Flynn coming up too. This Irish set, though, starts off with another fiddler and composer. It's Moya Branagh from The Voyage of Bran.
But not as deep.
not how. I sink or swim, but the water is wide, and I can't cross o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row, my love and I, and both shall row, my love and I.
Featuring Irish Ellen Piper, Liam O'Flynn and The Winter's End. And before, we heard the voices of Maura O'Connell, The Water is Wide. The renowned Scots singer Jean Redpath has died aged 77. She pursued a lifelong mission to bring the riches of Scots song to international audiences, singing and teaching, often performing with the lights on so she could watch faces and enjoy seeing the impact of a great song. Apart from her many appearances on A Prairie Home Companion, where she was a favourite, she was a guest also on this radio programme in the 80s and 90s and again in recent years. As well as the peerless singing, people really enjoyed her spoken voice too. So we're going to hear Jean sing Captive Song of Mary Stuart, and then we'll hear her recite some verses by Marian Angus, Alas Poor Queen, also on the life of Mary Queen of Scots, as we remember Jean Redpath.
Though I was crowned a French princess, my day was quickly done to trail my childhood's royal dress in the Paris sun. My husband was to be a king, but died a little child, and I was sent without my ring back to Scotland wild. Oh Mary, mother, hear my prayer. My cousin is a queen, most powerful, though not so fair as I. Scotland found I meant to love if not to like, who killed each other for my glove, with knife or sword or pike. But I took one to husband there, so pretty slim, velvet eyes and gilded hair, who fathered me a child. Oh Mary, mother, hear my prayer. My cousin is a queen, most powerful, though not so fair as I high window seems the earth a desert or a storm. Despite the song I brought to birth, will sit the English throne to rule where I have never stood, to rule. My cousin is
She was skilled in music and the dance and the old arts of love at the court of the poisoned rose and the perfumed glove, and gave her beautiful hand to the pale dauphin a triple crown to win. And she loved little dogs and parrots and red-legged partridges and the golden fishes of the Duc de Guise and a pigeon with a blue ruff she had from Monsieur Delboeuf. Master John Knox was no friend to her. She spoke him soft and kind. Her honeyed words were Satan's lure the unwary soul to bind. Good sir, doth a lissome shape and a comely face offend thy God, his grace, whose wisdom maketh these golden fishes of the Duc de Guise? She rode through Liddesdale with a song. Ye streams so wondrous strang, O mak me a rack when I come back, but spare me as I gang. While a hillbird cried and cried, like a spirit lost by the grey storm wind tossed. Consider the way she had to go. Think of the hungry snare, the net she herself had woven, aware or unaware, of the dancing feet grown still, the blinded eyes. Queens should be cold and wise, and she loved little things, parrots and red-legged partridges and the golden fishes of the Duc de Guise, and the pigeon with the blue ruff she had from Monsieur Delboeuf.
Thank you.
harper Maeve Gilchrist and Sand Hunter, and we heard, and will always remember, the voice of Jean Redpath. It's all on the Thistle and Shamrock, which comes to you each week from Scotland with me, Fiona Ritchie. It's a Thistle Radio production. If you like all this lovely music, you can listen to more and find out more about it online at thistleradio.com, where radio shows and music can be streamed round the clock. And why not? Our mailing address is The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Charlotte, North Carolina 28106, if you want to send us some music or if you'd like to request a playlist with a self-addressed stamped envelope. Now, more instrumental virtuosity from the light-fingered Cape Breton pianist Tracy Dares, also light-footed, as she can step dance as she plays. Maybe you'd like to join her. See you next time. Find out more about NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock and listen again online to radio shows and our 24-hour music channel. Our website is thistleradio.com. Connect via social media. On Twitter, I'm at Fiona Ritchie, or join me on Facebook at Thistle Radio. Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives. On the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR Music.